is the monthly report for Aid Northwest. Aid Northwest is Advocates for Immigrants in Detention Northwest. Aid Northwest supports immigrants in detention and when released from the Tacoma ICE Processing Center through welcoming services focused on transitional support and connection to vital resources for resettlement.
This is the report for Advocates for Immigrants in Detention Northwest for the month of April 2023. We had a successful in-person community meeting in the month of March where we welcomed 52 attendees and shared information about Aid Northwest as well as the new promotional video. This video project was done with a local production company where volunteers and staff enjoyed spending the day with the videographers, sharing interviews and stories. A big shout out to the immigrants who volunteered to take part in the filming. With regard to our welcome center, we welcomed guests from all over this month. Our guests were from Saudi Arabia, India, Moldova, the Dominican Republic, Colombia, Brazil, Cuba, Peru, Cameroon, Guatemala, Mexico, China, Egypt, Georgia, Romania, Nicaragua, Ukraine, Sri Lanka, and Sudan. Some days were spent enjoying the warm spring sun, soaking up rays while guests were attended to. Other days were spent hunkered down in the tents, working to sort travel and keep people warm. Aid Northwest not only welcomes released immigrants, but others passing through. For example, a family stopped by who had visited their relative inside and volunteers at the Welcome Center loaded them up with snacks and drinks for their long drive to Yakima. Thank you to our volunteers. A highlight from this month, it was a reasonably busy day at the RV, but everybody worked efficiently and we were able to get everybody booked and off to the airport in pretty good time. The volunteers handled each case with warmth and skill, working out travel and transportation. One of our Ukrainian guests this month was certainly happy to be out of detention after 33 long months inside. He had many plastic bags filled with his belongings, one of which was chock full of documents related to his case. He was headed to Portland and was picked up. Aid Northwest works with other organizations to provide support to their clients. We received a call from an attorney who was working with a gentleman who was to be released. Thanks to this call, we were on the lookout for this person. He had a blue ID card but no travel plans. We were a bit concerned about what to do, but ultimately took him to the Tacoma Rescue Mission where they accepted him. He had exited in shorts and a very dirty sweatshirt and was happy to receive a jacket, pants, t-shirts, and belt from Aid Northwest. Aid Northwest was able to coordinate with his attorney as well as the rescue mission to secure support for him. Another time, a gentleman was released who did not have travel plans. We worked together with his attorney and World Relief to secure a plan for him. We worked it out where he could stay at the hospitality house for a couple of days while his World Relief host home situation was set up. It was another triumph to work with other organizations and find a solution. We continue to be grateful to enjoy folks' first moments out of detention. They are often joyful and excited to be released. Sharing those moments with them is incomparable. We had one guest from Ukraine released in the rain with a couple of bags. Aid Northwest volunteers quickly found a couple of umbrellas and walked over to her, offering her some shelter from the weather and assistance in planning her travel. She was headed to Portland, Oregon. After offering her some snacks and coffee, we offered her a lighter for a cigarette. She stood outside the tent with an umbrella, smoking her cigarette and soaking up a moment to herself before one of our volunteers stepped in to help her with her ticket. Off they went to the train station as she gave many thanks. On a day where the weather was good, we expected no releases but ended up with three. One who didn't stop by the RV but into the arms of family. An excellent way for this person to transition out of detention. On some days when things are slow, volunteers share with each other, discussing European travel stories, recipes and food, and book recommendations. It is always interesting to pass the time with our many volunteers. There was another one of those days where the sun shined favorably and the wind rustled through the sweet gum trees. Ice-cold drinks were enjoyed on this day thanks to one of the volunteers who brought ice for the cooler. It was a slower month, but one full of successes. In April, 57 folks were helped at the Welcome Center, 42 rides were given, 23 backpacks were given out, and 20 coats were handed out. There were 50 visits to folks in detention, and 48 letters sent via the Pen Pal program. 105 folks were given phone funds, and 8 deportation bags were packed. Please save the date for our next community lunch and learn on May 17th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. via Zoom to learn more about Aid Northwest and volunteering opportunities.
This is Louisa Beal with Aid Northwest, and I'm here with Patty Kilpatrick, who is on the Aid Northwest Board of Governors. Hey, Patty.
Hi there.
So, I'm happy to have you in on this conversation. So, I don't know a lot about you. So, one of the first things that I like to ask people is, did you become aware of Aid Northwest?
Well, I lived for 36 years in Seattle and was involved in philanthropy up there while also working full time. And then we decided to move out of the craziness of Seattle and down into the South Sound. And I started looking for somewhere that I could volunteer my time in philanthropy. I speak Spanish, so I thought it would be nice to be able to use that somehow. And I met a woman at another nonprofit called Dining for Women. At the time, it's now Together Women Rise. And she told me about Aid Northwest and the detention center, the ICE detention center in Tacoma, and that there were a lot of Spanish speakers. And so I look forward to visiting some of them. And I went to it. She invited me to something that Aid Northwest does that others might be interested in. It's a speakers bureau. And it was a meeting at which they had a trained speaker talking about the organization and all the aspects of it. And I got really excited when I heard about it. I met the current board chair at the time and saw the enthusiasm, and the people were nice, and I signed up and got approved. So I started.
So what was one of the first things that you did as a volunteer?
So my goal was to talk to the detained immigrants in the detention center. And I did that, and I ended up visiting a young man from Mexico for 8 months. And he had a very difficult case, and he was finally deported. But I really felt like that was a great experience. I learned a lot of things. I heard a lot of stories that I never would have heard otherwise in my normal life, going to the grocery store or whatever. And it was quite enlightening to me. And I'm sorry that he was deported. We at Aid Northwest helped him with a backpack and clothing, so he didn't look like a deportee when he crossed the border. And it was a really good experience. So that's how I started out.
Very cool. Thank you. So when did you join the board of Aid Northwest?
Well, somehow I got on the fundraising committee, and I'm not sure how, but someone there then, after I handled some of the online fundraising campaigns, asked me if I would join the board. So that was 2.5 years ago, and it's been a really interesting experience. It's a lot of board members from all walks of life and all careers, I think the outstanding thing is that even when we don't always agree on everything, we're very kind about it, and we consider all sides, and we get along really well.
Yeah, that's really nice. So you mentioned the fundraising committee. So what sorts of things are you involved with there?
Well, when I was on the fundraising committee, I am no longer, but for a couple of years, I have experienced my career was in marketing management, both traditional and digital. And so I volunteered to set up the online fundraising campaigns with GiveBig, which is national, and I think Giving Tuesday, which is national or international, and just set up the platform and, made sure we were using keywords and that to attract the right demographic or market for who might be interested in donating and helping, or as a volunteer, helping the immigrants who are detained and released. So that was gratifying. I like doing digital marketing, so it was kind of fun for me and fun to see the results. And that's basically all I did at that time. And then I moved on and saw an opportunity for Aid Northwest to reach out in the community. And no one was really doing that, which is sort of in business, a sales function. And again, I'd had some experience doing sales marketing management. And so I offered to create a community outreach committee. And that's what I'm doing now. So I'm chairing that committee.
Wow. Well, it sounds like that is just custom made for you and your background.
I just noticed a need because of my background in that and thought that I could do that and help. And I'm not too shy, so I like reaching out to people.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of fun, too.
Because you've done some great work there. I mean, you started this whole winter coat drive.
We assessed needs in our committee first. And, you know, what are the three types of immigrants that we're serving? One is the detained immigrants inside the detention center. Two, those that are released, and they have different needs when they're released. And then finally, there is a type of immigrant that decides to reside here. Most of them don't. They are helped to fly to their sponsor in many other states. But those who stay here have another set of needs. So we assess those needs. And one of the needs that we assessed to what you refer to was the need for warm coats, because the immigrants are brought from the southern border, or they used to be rounded up by ICE, not so much anymore during the winter here. And those are people who are just undocumented but have lived here a long time. And so they would be brought in from, let's say, the southern border wearing very lightweight clothing. And we saw a dire need for warm clothing when they were released. Normally they're released in very lightweight sweats. And so we started in the outreach committee, a drive for coats. And we ended up with 35 locations. Starbucks participated at many locations and other coffee shops and a few other businesses. And we ended up gathering together in a period of about 2 weeks, 351 warm coats.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you. So that is truly an important part that you play, but there must be other things. What do you feel is another important part that you play in this organization?
Well, another thing is the people on the outreach committee are, you know, all enthusiastic and they have good ideas. And one of them came up with the idea, or two of them together, that a couple of years ago, say about a year and a half ago, we should reach out to faith-based communities or churches, synagogues, and so forth for what we called it the Holiday Hope Fund. And it was basically for phone funds, because people inside the detention center don't have any money and they had just lost their ability to earn money, which was really very at a low wage, $1 a day, by serving meals and cleaning floors. But they had just lost that, which I guess there's a good side to that because it was very low cost labor, and it was, not right. So the state, won a case against that. And, anyways, under appeal now, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, they had lost their ability to earn any money to make phone calls. And so we got together with the churches and we called them, we emailed them, we contacted them any way we could, and we raised $7,000, which was a surprise to us. And we were very grateful to all the churches that participated. And that was the idea of a couple of members on the outreach team. So we come up with these ideas after we assess the needs. And it's really fun to just to work with a good team like that.
That is so, so incredible. One thing I like to ask people that they don't like to answer is, what do you feel is the hardest thing for you in Aid Northwest, in serving Aid Northwest?
The hardest thing I have done is interviewing some of the detained, well, the released, they were detained for a while, sometimes years, immigrants. And after they're released, I've interviewed about five of them in their native language, which is Spanish, two Nicaraguans, two Colombians, and one Cuban. And the hardest thing for me, oh, and one Pakistani, so that's six, was hearing the frightful stories of their struggles First of all, the reasons that they had to leave, because a lot of them don't want to leave. It's their family, their country, but they're forced to. Many of them have harrowing stories of being threatened, being killed, or their family being killed if they don't join a gang and so forth. That was hard. And then the struggles in the trafficking that goes on between Brazil. There's a huge trafficking ring worldwide, actually. And many immigrants who have to leave their countries because they are being threatened, even by a government that is sort of a dictatorship or oligarchy or other reason. They're being physically threatened and their family's being threatened. And they're coming from all over. They're coming from Asia. They're coming from Africa. And they're coming, of course, from Latin America. So it's not just escaping poverty. Those stories are hard to hear. And I've heard some I can't even repeat. So, you know, sometimes I just have to get into a mindset where I'm a listener and keep a positive attitude, because you can't fall apart in front of them. That's not what they need.
No.
You have to be strong for them and then just reach out and try to help them, which is what Aid Northwest does as best you can. That's the hardest thing for me is the stories.
Hard, but so necessary.
Yeah.
Is there anything you would like to add before we sign off?
Well, there are a lot of ways that people can help volunteering. Not just donating money. Money is always good because it helps fuel the RV and the tents and everything and keep them operating where we have them based outside the detention center. So money's good. But there are a lot of volunteer opportunities, such as I described visiting some of the detained people. Now they're coming from all over, many countries south of Russia. They're afraid, and so they're leaving. So if you speak, if the audience that is listening to this, if you speak any language just about, it could be used. And there's other opportunities too. I've enjoyed a lot working on the board and using the experience I've had in my career to try to help them with the business end of it too. So there's opportunities there. We have a number of business people on the board. And as I say, we work together very well. And then we have a hospitality house too. And we have volunteers that actually sort the clothing and catalog it and do work in the office. We have a very small staff. And so there are many things that are useful. A lot of people really enjoy working a 2 to 4 hour shift once or twice a month out of the detention center in the welcome center RV that we have out there. I was out there one time with one of our sponsors, our co-sponsors, and had the opportunity myself to meet a Ukrainian, an Iranian woman who was fleeing. She'd been a protester after the woman who died in Iran. And also a guy from Dominican Republic, another one from Peru, and another one from Colombia. And so it was quite an assortment, and their language is flying every which way. And our trained volunteers were fabulous. I did some grunt work because I'm not trained out there. I cleaned up the tents and got the chairs set up. But the trained volunteers, they are really, really good at quick thinking and getting transportation, whether it's air, rail, or bus. Arrange for the immigrants that are leaving the detention center. We have snacks out there, and really just a warm welcome. They're not really used to that. So that's all I would like to say. There's a lot of opportunities to volunteer if anybody wants to, and of course, donations are always appreciated.
And it seems so rewarding. You know, I really think that this organization is something that has fulfilled an immediate need. And because of that, has some very personal rewards.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm still in touch with my young Mexican friend after he was deported, and he's doing pretty well now. and the Pakistani guy were helping him on a personal basis. And it is very gratifying. When we go about our normal lives, you might read about things in the newspaper, but when you actually talk to the people who are fleeing Russia, for example, or the countries around Ukraine, it all becomes real. And normally you wouldn't have that opportunity, but if you want to volunteer and see the world how it is right now in a good way and how you can help, it's a wonderful experience. It really is, Louisa.
Well, I just want to say gracias, danke, merci, thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You can register now for our next community meeting. Email us at officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Again, that is officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Aid Northwest is financed 100% through donations from individuals and private organizations. Aid Northwest relies on the over 200 volunteers, a small paid staff, and is only possible because of the many generous donors. Please visit our website for donation information. Financial donations, as well as donations of food, clothing, and backpacks, are gratefully accepted. There are many volunteer opportunities, from assisting at the Welcome Center, supporting immigrants while in detention, to serving on a committee. You can learn more at the website aidnorthwest.org. That is aidnw.org. You can email us at officeassistant@aidnorthwest.org. Aid Northwest, supporting immigrants with dignity while in detention and upon release. Thank you.